Hi, fellow ProPathers. After chatting to Rob this morning, I'm hoping for some feedback, experiences, war stories from you regarding member feedback on culture changes, particularly the old school members. I have a handful of 3 to 5 year members who are now starting to voice their thoughts and intentions to move to other gyms. They tell me, it's not bad here, it's just not the same. Over the last few years, we've moved from being the traditional throw down as hard as you can CrossFit box to having smaller classes and higher quality coaching and now implementing the active life model. I know that what we are implementing is better for me, my staff, and my members long term. There is just a nagging thought in the back of my mind that says, the customer is always right and I should be loyal to those who have been loyal to me. I'm taking it to heart because 1, I don't want to offend or upset my longstanding members, and 2, I feel like I'm killing myself to make the gym better for the members and it's not understood or appreciated by them.
Before we get you to the interview, remember, this podcast is brought to you by the Active Life Seminar. We used to travel around the country and people would pay up to $1,500 to fly somewhere, stay in a hotel, buy food, get a rental car, and miss work to take our 2-day seminar to learn how to better assess their clients and their members in their gym so they can identify the movement impairments that are going to hold them back, cause them aches, cause them pains, cause them injuries before it happens. The movement assessments that we teach the coaches, the theory and the science behind them, leads gym owners who have clients who are joining their gym from other gyms just like it. So if you own a CrossFit gym, a member joins your CrossFit gym and they say they've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 years. You put them through our movement screen, and what you're going to hear from them is, nobody has ever been that thorough with me before. And they love it. So this podcast is brought to you by the Active Life Seminar. You can find it on our website. And when you go there, all you got to do is enroll in the next seminar. You can do it from home. Do it from the gym. No hazmat suit. No mask. No touching weird people you never met before. This is your first step to finally turning your passion for fitness into a meaningful and fulfilling career. And we believe that fulfilling means you have the ability to help all of the clients who you want to help while earning the financial and time freedom to live the life that you want outside of the gym. That's it. Hope to see you at the seminar soon.
Welcome to another episode of Turning Pro on the Active Life Podcast. I'm Larry Geyer. We're here with Dr. Sean Pastuch, and we had a whole podcast planned and we're scratching it from a comment that just came through from one of our ProPath gyms. And I want to make sure you guys can hear what's going on here because this is huge. I think it's going to be extremely valuable to any gym owner who is like, I have ideas for how I want to change my culture. How do I introduce something without scaring everyone away and having them hate me? My 9-year veterans, the old schoolers, how do I do this thing and make it better for them when I'm not sure they're going to like it? And how do I carry the train forward for the bigger, better vision that I want to bring everyone when people are starting to meet me with some resistance?
I think this is also valuable for coaches to hear because the number one thing that any gym owner needs when they're looking to shift the culture in the gym is support from all of the coaching staff. Because the people the members are going to go complain to is going to be the coaches. And if the coaches are on board with the gym owner, then everybody stays in the same boat, rowing in the same direction.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. If you're a coach, don't think this is just the gym owner podcast. This is for all of you guys. Yeah. This is the whole team, team.
Even the members to get some perspective.
Check this out. ProPath gym owner chimes in with this. Title, Member Reactions to Culture Changes. Hi, fellow ProPathers. After chatting to Rob this morning, I'm hoping for some feedback, experiences, war stories from you regarding member feedback on culture changes, particularly the old school members. I have a handful of 3 to 5 year members who are now starting to voice their thoughts and intentions to move to other gyms. They tell me, it's not bad here, it's just not the same. Over the last few years, we've moved from being the traditional throw down as hard as you can CrossFit box to having smaller classes and higher quality coaching and now implementing the active life model. I know that what we are implementing is better for me, my staff, and my members long term. There is just a nagging thought in the back of my mind that says, the customer is always right and I should be loyal to those who have been loyal to me. I'm taking it to heart because 1, I don't want to offend or upset my longstanding members, and 2, I feel like I'm killing myself to make the gym better for the members and it's not understood or appreciated by them. Any comments, even if it's just a me too, would be greatly appreciated.
Can we stop there for just a little bit of context?
Yeah, hold on. Little smiley face emoji. Go ahead.
Okay. The gym owner who wrote this has been working with us now for about 6 months. The first 3 months were their foundations and the next 3 months were their first 3 months of ProPath. And everything was flying for this person. And now they're starting to experience some adversity for maybe the first time during working with us. And many of the comments that you're going to hear Larry read shortly are from gym owners and coaches who've been working with us for in excess of a year. So I just wanted to lay that out so they could hear the person who's struggling with this problem. They brought it to our Facebook group, which is a secret Facebook group that is only for members of our ProPath. And these are the answers that she got to that question.
Here's gym owner one. Mary says, I'll chime in with a me too and it's worth it. Refining who you want to help and how you will naturally is how you will naturally weed out some people as much as we love them. It's emotionally hard, but logically sound. It's okay if you change and they don't change with you. It doesn't make you a bad person for leaving them behind. You're doing this for them. They just may not accept the help or improved way because they're resistant to change. Cody chimes in. I was there 8 months ago and this was the loud minority. Those members left are at another gym in town. We continue to grow. My staff is making more money. I am more fulfilled, and we are making a bigger impact on the right people for the right reasons. I've always tried to be clear with our members, and this is who we are. This is the reason I have made the decision to pivot to something better, and if that is not in alignment with what you want from a gym, I understand, and we no longer might be the right people to help you. If what you're looking for ever falls back in alignment with what we are doing here, I'd love to talk to you about our new process. Lean into your growth and vision. The right clients will be drawn to your passion. In the short term, it may hurt to see these members leave and maybe they have a shitty experience and come back. But remember that both of these need to be true. One, you have to want to help, and the client needs to want what you are offering. Chase, what Cody said. Sam, what Cody said. There needs to be a fire button. Angela chimes in. Our experience has been quite the same as what Cody was saying. The people we have right now are so in alignment with what we are doing and where we are headed. It's refreshing. It stings a bit when those that have been with you for a long time take off, but it has to happen to provide room for the growth in places where those who don't align are taking up. Just keep moving forward with your vision. Those who are meant to stay and believe in what you are doing will, and if not, then there is more room for new to come in who do love it. Juliet chimes in. We had a bit of the same. We had some people leave, but the ones we have gained way outnumber the ones who left. It'll be a challenge mentally when we have to close relationships with our members, but sometimes cutting the limb to save the life leaves refreshing room for growth, like Angela and Cody said. Chloe chimes in. We had a moment a few weeks ago that we were hitting a heavy back squat single. Hadn't done anything like that in a long time because of COVID, etc. I coached the whole day. For the first time ever in my coaching career, everyone followed the guidelines. Everyone's squat looked great. No crazy failed attempts. No lifts that made me cringe. I was literally so fucking happy all day because of how good everyone's lifts looked. It sucks not being the place for everyone when you feel like you should be. But that kind of satisfaction, when you realize that all get it and you don't have to yell at people to not do something stupid, man, that's totally worth it. Andre chimes in. I've had a personal conversation with those members before, reassuring them that we are only, quote, changing for their longevity and overall health. We've had people leave because of us seeing more value in what we do and ultimately raising our prices. And at the end of the day, you have to feed yourself, keep a roof over your head, and support those around you. A handful of people slowing down the train have got to go. Angie chimes in. We had the same issue and sometimes still do. We didn't make a complete change to a hybrid model, but we made some significant changes in our programming and how we coach. We don't snatch. We don't program complicated gymnastics. We program for 4 quality workouts. While you may have had several leave, think of the greater number of people out there who want what you have but were afraid of the fire breathers. If you have a vision, stick with it. Make it real, and those that agree and want to travel with you will. Those that won't, won't. If you want to be world class, prepare to be unrelatable. Mike chimes in. I think it's easiest to use an analogy here. If you were dating someone and they revealed they didn't want kids, would you stay with them if you did want kids? You didn't offend anyone. You made a choice that you believe in, and there are people that don't align with it. All things end. Be grateful for the experience and the relationships and get ready for a load of new ones. Mike chimes in some more. And one more analogy, because one line you said hit me hard. Quote, you're killing yourself to make the gym better for them. End quote. Ever have that client that kicks ass and is looking great and it causes resentment in their marriage? We all have. Even if the client had the best intent, health capacity showing up for their spouse, it doesn't matter if that's not what the spouse was prepared to accept or willing to level up with your client. You're making things better, but that might not be what these clients want. I assure you there are people who do. They may be great people, but they're not your people anymore. Chase chimes in. We switched to hybrid only last June. We lost 22 people. Some of our, quote, OGs are the ones still trickling out. They started and were happy at a hardcore CrossFit box. They want to bury their days in an hour of intense workout. When they're leaving more days than not without that adrenaline hit, it's different, and most people straight up don't like different. Matt chimes in the same boat. We haven't got 100% hybrid yet, but we've put higher value services in place. The know your numbers really put things into perspective for me and hits hard. Got a nice letter from, nice, sarcastic, letter from a member whose 99 month expired and they weren't happy about the rate with lack of, quote, class options. Nice to know she wanted to support me, but not nice thinking she thought that little of my career. But hey, we provide the escape it gives her, the people, the music, the results she was seeing. In perspective, I'm really surprised that I can give anyone results that shows 6 times per month and doesn't record or keep track of our progress. Laughing emoji. Yes, it was my fault that it got to that point, but we also had discussions that she was going to walk. Word of wisdom, meet with people before any memberships expire or fire clients that don't want to discuss or think buying in their process that benefits their health. Sam chimes in. This is huge stuff. Congrats. This can go on and on and on.
Yeah. The reason I wanted to shift and make this the topic of the podcast is, first of all, I love that group. Like that, most of those gym owners have never met each other in person. It's just that they're all trying to achieve something that they all know is difficult to achieve and worth achieving. And so they support each other when they see struggle and they celebrate each other when they see success. And that, for me, that is just, that's cooler than any mentorship that we can provide. The reason that we thought it was valuable for everybody else to hear about it is because you might not have a group of people around you like that who can say, yeah, I've experienced that. And you need to get through it. You're going to get through it. It's good for you. It's good for them. Shifting culture is hard. I had a conversation the other day with one of the gym owners in the group who wants to switch all of their classes from some group and some active life class model to all active life class model. When you heard people talk about hybrid, they're talking about the active life class model that we talked about in the podcast a while ago. If you're not sure what it was, it's the podcast where we talked about 3 different business models that we teach gyms to run. He asked me how soon, he's like, what happened was we signed up about 5 months ago and now about 20% of our members are on the active life class model and the other 80% are on our group model. And the active life class model makes as much revenue for us as the group model. When do we get rid of the group model? Which is, they're both group, right? So I want to, the active life class model is first 5 minutes heat up, next 25 minutes individual design to solve your biggest needs. The next 30 minutes is individualized version of a group class. So you all get that group environment, that fun workout that everybody is in. And you would get a personal training session or a personal touch point every single month. And the cost of that is much higher than a group class, which is come in and do the workout of the day with a scale and modification opportunity. He's like, when do I switch it? I said, well, don't ask me when I would switch it, because I would switch it on Monday. And we were talking on Friday. I'm like, and I've done that. I had our entire gym, when I bought my first partner out, our whole gym went to the park to work out on the weekend in the winter. They're like, why are we in the park in the winter? Like, because we need to be uncomfortable. I was full of crap. It was because I had painters at the gym repainting everything, putting a new logo on the wall, because I was so tired of people in town thinking that we were the competitive gym, that you could only join our gym if you were a great athlete and wanted to compete in the CrossFit games. And I know that Hannah, who made that post, is experiencing something similar. Her gym is known for being an extremely competitive gym in Australia. And the members who were there probably have some pride in being the members of the gym that is intimidating to everybody else, because they get to walk around feeling like tough guys in the fitness space. Making that shift is hard. You have members who joined because they were drawn to that energy. You have members who stayed because they were drawn to that energy. And now you want to do something that you believe is better for them. They might not agree with you. And all that that means is that you are no longer able to serve those people. It means that you need to be serving new people, different people. And I had a conversation with Cody, one of the people who commented on that post. Yesterday I was on his podcast and he asked, I think Fortitude Radio, I think is what it's called, or Fortitude Podcast. He asked me, you know, how do you take those risks? because it's scary. You know, not only is it socially scary to have all of your friends tell you that you're a sellout and that you don't understand them anymore, you can't help them anymore, you don't care about them anymore, when none of that is true, but it's financially scary because if you lose 22 members, like I think was that Chase who said he lost 22 members. Mm-hmm. Chase is not a big gym, 120, 130 members, something like that. But he lost 22 of them. That's a big chunk of membership. Yeah. But he increased his price by more than double. So he's net profit.
Think of the people that stayed.
Of course.
Think about that.
They're all in. So the point there is it doesn't matter what the finances are. I explained to Cody that I had an opportunity to take a job that would have netted me seven figures a year within the first two or three years of taking the job. And I didn't take it because I didn't want to do what that job would have been to make the money. It was finance. I didn't want to do finance to make that money. And so now I finally got my gym to a place where it was making good money. And I wasn't passionate about what we were doing. So I had to punt it. And I had to say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. And it doesn't matter to me if the gym doesn't make money on the backside of it. And by the way, no, I wasn't rich. I wasn't making a lot of money at the time. I was making enough money as a gym owner and a clinic owner. And I made the switch and I was just like, I already said no to money once to pursue passion. If I've lost passion in what I'm doing and I continue doing it simply because it pays, well, then I'm saying yes to money and no to passion. If I'm going to say yes to money, I might as well go back and work in finance.
Right.
So when you wake up in the morning, if you're not excited to go to work, you need to change something about your work. And it doesn't matter. It does matter. I take that back. It matters when other people have a problem with it. You cannot let that problem that other people have, the opinion that they're voicing, the projections that they're making, influence your convictions and your passion. You have to chase conviction and passion.
I try to tell coaches all the time, you can make a lot of money coaching. If you're not crazy about this stuff, go make a lot of money doing something else and then just do this on the side.
Yes. Yeah. And I made a post about that the other day. I said, there's some of the best coaches in the world work part-time hours with full-time intention. You know,
you're reminding me of a seminar where some guy was like, so does Active Life want to get rid of the part-time coach? And we talked a little bit, absolutely not, first of all.
Was this Vegas?
No, it was Phoenix. And okay. This guy made $180K a year working in finance. And he worked 5 hours a week at the gym. There were 180 members at his gym. And he was like, there's nothing boastful about what I'm saying. It's just, I think 170 out of the 180 members of the gym, if you ask them who the most dedicated, focused, inspiring coach in the gym is and who they would want to follow if anyone else, they would say, me, does this mean that you don't want me to be coaching anymore, even though I only have 5 hours? I was like, you're exactly the kind of coach that we want at the gym. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure I understood what you meant, Dr. Sean, by part-time coach with full-time intention.
Yeah. Well, what I would say to that person is today, you're the coach I want in that gym. Full disclosure. Yeah. I want you to be a member. I don't want you coaching. Mm-hmm. Today, we need you coaching.
Right.
The reason why we need you coaching today and don't want you coaching tomorrow, the proverbial tomorrow, you know, 5 years down the line, is because today, too many people who are full-time hours are not full-time intention.
Right.
So you are doing a better job than them.
Right.
You're providing more value than they are. And it's a shame that that's the reality, that somebody could put 5 hours a week into a side job that they just enjoy as a passion project and be better at doing it than somebody who's working full time in that role. I joke around all the time. Sean Cleary, I don't know where he is. He's roaming around somewhere making noise.
He's probably eating lollipops in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's true. He was arguably the best coach in our gym when he was a coach. And part of the reason for that is because he spent most of his time traveling from gym to gym, taking photos, doing video, learning what a good coach looks like.
I hate gassing him up, but I would agree that he was.
Yeah. So, and he coached what, 4 or 5 classes a week, yep. Something like that. That's a problem. It's a problem that he was a better coach than our full-time coaches. And the idea is one day in the near future, full-time coaches will take their responsibility seriously enough that a part-time coach just simply cannot keep up to be as good as a full-time hours and full-time intentioned coach. Right now, we're not there yet. But so when it comes to culture, let's go back to the culture conversation. It is the hardest, most valuable thing that you can do in your business to create values, to pursue them, no matter what. It's hard. It sucks. There's a mucky period where people are going to give you a hard time, tell you how much you're ruining their experience. You're ruining the gym that they joined. And the reality is that's true. You are ruining the gym that they joined to become the gym that they maybe never would have joined in the first place, because you know that that's a better version. And you might lose some people. You will attract some along the way as well.
The satisfaction on the other side will probably be incomparable as well.
Yeah. So I hope that was valuable for you. We don't need to go any longer on it. We wanted you to know, if you're out there and you're trying to shift culture anywhere, there is a group of people who, if you knew them, would wrap their arms around you, hug you, and tell you that you're doing the right thing, and tell you they've had similar experiences. And just because you don't know them doesn't mean that they don't exist, and you are not alone in this. Keep pushing through.
Time, bro.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Active Life Podcast. If you did, please be sure to head to wherever you listened to it and give us a quality review, as well as 5 stars if you can spare them. If you want more from us, feel free to follow all of our social media accounts at Active Life Professional, Active Life RX, and Dr. Sean Pastuch on Instagram. Remember, at Active Life, we believe that the healthcare clinic of the future is the gym, and the healthcare provider of the future is the coach. We also believe that that future is now.